after state representatives and senators passed special legislation this week that would allow school districts to exempt themselves from the provision in the Nutritional Standards for Competitive Foods in Schools that would prevent Massachusetts schools from selling sugary sweets during school hours for special events such as fundraisers. The Department of Public Health has come up with amendments to the regulations that would take effect in August. John Auerbach, Commissioner of the Department of Public Health, says that the regulations that will take effect before the next school year will keep junk food away from students during regular school hours.
Among the many things that will occur in the schools is there will be greater availability of fresh fruits and vegetables in the lunchroom. There will be candy will no longer be sold in the vending machines in school. Foods that are offered will include low-fat options and healthier options.
Passed by the legislature in 2010, the Act relative to school nutrition required the Department of Public Health to set the new standards on school lunch programs and snacks made available to students. Commissioner Auerbach says that hampering school fundraising events was never the intent of the law.
The decision was made to exclude from the nutritional guidelines that we've set up the kind of activities that would be involved in fundraising, booster events, et cetera, and to focus the regulations on the routine activities within the school, such as the lunchroom activities and the vending machine sales. And that has always been the core of the intent with regard to the regulations.
Bob Erickson, chairman of the Mount Greylock Regional High School Committee, says that he supports a plan to keep sweets out of schools regardless.
I totally agree with that ban. Today's kids are much more obese than they were even 10, 15 years ago.
Erickson did mention that he has observed students and parents bringing healthier foods to after-school events.
A lot more people now are bringing fruits and vegetables like watermelon, oranges, and stuff like that to the after track events and after, you know, running and sports events and stuff like that for the kids to consume. And the kids are eating it like crazy.
The outcry from lawmakers and the public over the so-called bake sale ban led Governor Deval Patrick to instruct the Department of Public Health to amend the provisions to exempt fundraising events. The Nutritional Standards for Competitive Foods in Schools program, which will still take place in August with the new amendments, will apply restrictions on junk food in school 30 minutes prior to the school day, running through 30 minutes after it's over. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.